Well, good morning, Freedom Community Church. I'm told we're live now, so we want to get started this morning, and we just want to come in. Go if you're out in the hallway there, grab your water. I would say grab coffee, but we're not doing coffee yet. I wish we were. Hope you all have had your coffee, but if you're out in the hall, come on in, and we want to start out worshiping the Lord this morning. But first things first, we want to pray, so let's join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for this place that we can even come and gather and just be the body of Christ together. And I know that we've been the body of Christ in different places and enjoying that unity that we have in the body because of you, Jesus. But we're grateful that we get to be here together and to fellowship together and to see each other and to just to be together. We thank you, Lord, for today. We pray for your blessing on this time that we have in worship. Pray that we would worship you in spirit and in truth, that you would just bless our hearts, Lord, to help us to worship you with abandon and to worship you with everything that we have, Lord. We know that you've done so much for us, and our response to you is we want to praise you. And so we pray that as we do that, it would be music to your ears, God, that you would be pleased by it and that you would be glorified by it. And so as we pray today, as we worship, I pray that you would be here, Lord, that you would oversee everything that happens today, Lord. The Holy Spirit, you would fill our hearts so that we would pour out our love for you. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, and we look forward to this time now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's worship together.
You are glorious,
great love for us, by your mercy, by your kindness, by your willing sacrifice on our behalf. We thank you, Jesus, and we just praise you today and forever and pray these things in your name. Amen.
Them out. There you are. How's everybody today? Good, good. All right. Well, hey, we have some announcements today, and I hope you're having a great day so far. I hope you're enjoying just getting back together. I know for me, that's a big piece. I love just being back in fellowship, and I know not everybody is back yet, but I'll tell you what, I'm so grateful for all of you who do come. Thank you for showing up, and the rest of you who are on Facebook watching us today, we're grateful you're here too. We hope that you're enjoying your worship time with us also. So a few announcements really quickly. We have some midweek teachings that we're still getting out. I hope you're getting to those. I know we've had a little hiccup with the Revelation series coming out each Tuesday, but I think we've got that under control. And every Tuesday we'll be posting the next video in the series of the book of Revelation. If you've never gone through that book, I really hope you'll take the time to do it. I think it answers a lot of questions for what's going on right now. I think it will give a lot of insight and a lot of encouragement and hope if you're a believer. If you're not a believer, you'll be terrified. And maybe that's a good thing too. And then on Thursdays, we're offering a midweek video that's 15 to 20 minutes long teaching. And they're more topical and kind of specific to where we're at right now. Although I must say, our Sunday series in the book of Judges seems to me to be pretty on point with where we're at this season too. And hopefully you'll see that and pick that up today. We have a women's study that's still going on, but you need to just check in there with Rachel, and she will give you information so that you're still catching all the women's information. And with that, there is a women's retreat coming up, and we'd love it, ladies, if you would sign up, invite your friends, bring others. We're confident by that time we can have as many as we want, and we hope that you will sign up so that we can start doing some planning of how to best meet your needs. And surprise, I'm going to crash that party too and do some of the teaching, and I know I don't look much like a lady, but I'm going to be there for a little bit. And then we have a yard sale that is August 8th, and it's going to help fund some scholarship for the women's retreat. If you're interested in that, it'll be at the Kroll's house, and you can talk to Becky Kroll and get some information, or Rachel, and she can plug you in and get you there. Men, we are meeting on Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock to 9, just for an hour, but I got to tell you, this last Saturday, yesterday, really ministered to me as we sat around and talked about the glory of the Lord as seen in Isaiah 6. And I'm not going to go into all the details, but it sure was refreshing to see that our King is on the throne. And John's back there fist pumping because he was there. And it was wonderful. I hope, guys, you'll come and join us. It's outside. We do have chairs. You can bring your own comfy one if you want. But it is mass required. And speaking of outside, as you might know, Rachel and Josh are getting hitched. They got engaged, and they'll be getting married in August. But ladies, there is a bridal shower for Rachel, who's over there blushing, turning red, because she's very shy. And yes, congratulations. That will be next Saturday, and it is going to be an outside event. It's in your bulletin, but you need to bring a chair because it will be outside due to all the fun COVID stuff going on. So make sure that you have that down. And other than that, I would just love it if you are watching from home, if you could like our page, share the video. And if you're here when you get home, if you could like the page and share today's sermon message so that other people might get a chance to see it also. Now, I want to bring us right to a time of prayer. And then we'll have a surprise at the end of service today. But right now, we're just going to pray. So if you would you join me? Lord, there's so much to pray about, so many things that are real needs in our life right now, in our nation, in our world, and it is soothing to us. It gives us a feeling of response and purpose when we can come to you and lift up our requests according to what your word tells us should be our requests. And that's what we want to do today, right now, Lord. We want to petition you. We want to ask you to assist in the affairs of men. And I love, as we were praying earlier today as a group of people setting up, that Pastor Wade had mentioned that, you know, that you're mindful of us, God, and who are we that you would pay attention to our prayer requests, that you would intercede in the affairs of men, and yet you do. It's so amazing. And so with that, Lord, we want to pray for the leaders of our nation. And we are praying through the power of your Holy Spirit that you will direct us in how to do that and who to pray for. And we know that there's elections going on and all those things are moving forward, Lord. But we also know that there's governing that needs to be done in the land today. And so we just want to take a moment, Lord, and we ask that you'd lead us by your Spirit in how to pray for the leaders of our nation. And Lord, we now pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we know really that peace comes when we understand that you are the Messiah. You are the Savior. And peace will not come to Jerusalem that you want to give it, the real and lasting and abiding peace, until they understand that you are their Messiah. And we ask you would open their eyes, that you would enlighten them even as they go into the Old Testament, just like when you would teach the religious leaders, or you would teach those who would only pay attention to the Pentateuch and those who would only pay attention to certain parts, and you would go there and show yourself, reveal yourself in those places to them, that their eyes might be opened. And we pray for the eyes of your people to be opened, and we pray for real peace to come upon Jerusalem. And for a great day for them, even today, as they can roam around the city, talking and celebrating and enjoying life together, that they would look and they would see you. And so we pray now for the peace of Jerusalem. I want to pray now for the persecuted church, for those believers around the world, in our own country and everywhere else, who for their stand in you, because you stood for them, are being persecuted, are being treated spitefully and evilly. And Lord, we just ask that you would give them such a supernatural blessing of the ability to respond in love to those who show them such contempt and hatred, that you would give them the ability to show grace and mercy as it's been given to them, to those who would injure them and separate them and even end their lives. And we pray, Father, that you would lead us now as we pray for all of our brothers and sisters, regardless of the level of persecution, that you would reach and touch them now with a special gifting from your Holy Spirit. And we pray now for them. And we want to pray for whoever you bring to our mind, for prodigals in our family or in our life, for those that we've been witnessing to who are just right on the cusp of reaching out to you, and we see it and there's just something holding them back. Lord, we're praying that barriers would be broken down. Lord, we pray that maybe it's for our law enforcement, or maybe it's for protesters or even rioters or people who are just so lost and blinded. And we know that as you reach upon all of us with your Holy Spirit, that there'll be people praying for different segments of our culture or our world. And we pray, God, that you would move us by the power of your Spirit, because we know these prayers make a difference. We know that they move things. And they cause you to respond more powerfully in those areas. And so, Lord, we just ask right now, as I'm praying, that you would bring to the forefront of the mind of every one of us who we should be praying for and how we should be praying. And we just pray for them now. I want to thank you so much for this brief time of prayer together, for this brief time that we can come together and be a force multiplier in the prayers that we lift into your presence. We ask, God, that you would move mightily in all of those areas, and we ask for a super blessing, Lord. The blessing that you would reveal the answer to some of those prayers so that we could see them. Lord, I know many things happen in the spiritual realm that we will not see until we're in your presence. But I'm asking you to pour out a blessing on your people and on their prayers, that you would let them see the results of many of those things now as an encouragement of the way that you answer prayer, for the way that you move amongst your people when we come together. And Lord, we know that when we pray all by ourselves in our home, that you're moving there. And we know that when two or three are gathered, you're moving there. But you say that when more of us are gathered and we're praying together, it is a force multiplier. Something special is happening. And we're praying, God, that you would show those things to us, at least glimpses of them, Lord. We don't deserve to see it, Lord. We don't need to see it, but sure is encouraging, Lord. And so we just ask for this blessing. And we want to thank you, God, that you do hear, you do respond. And regardless if we see it or not, we know we have what we ask for because we pray according to your will and through your word. And therefore, Lord, with confidence, we just want to say thank you, God, for responding right here, right now, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Let's go back to worship, shall we?
You know, I was thinking about this, and it occurred to me that we're spread out a little bit. But, you know, the good part about that is you can stand up, you can raise your hands, you can spin around, you can dance, you can do whatever you want in worship without smacking your neighbor in the head. So if you're so inclined and you'd like to stand with us and raise your arms, however you want to worship, I'd invite you to stand with us and let's enter back into a time. strength at the sound of your great name. Hungry souls receive grace at the sound of your great name. The fatherless, they find their rest at the sound of your great name. The sick are healed and the dead are raised at the sound of your great name. Jesus, the worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us, the Son of God and man, who are high and lifted up, that all the world will praise your great name, your great name. Redeemer, my healer, Lord Almighty, my Savior, Defender, you are my King. Redeemer, my healer, Lord Almighty, my Savior, Defender, you are my King. Jesus, the name of Jesus. You are high and lifted up, that all the world will praise your great name, your great name. Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us, the Son of God and man, you are high and lifted up, that all the world will praise your great name, your great name, your great name. Slain, holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Thank you. honor, strength, and glory and power be to you, the only wise King. And holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath, the living water, such a marvelous mystery. Yeah. And holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to King of Kings, you are my everything, and I will adore you.
sing a little louder.
Jesus, we raise our hallelujah, our praise to you. And even the word itself, hallelujah, means praise God. And so we praise you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for this time we've had to enter into a place of worship. And thank you, Lord, that because of your sacrifice on our behalf, Jesus, that we can enter right into the throne room and praise you. And so now as we turn our attention and our hearts to your word, Lord, I pray that you would open our hearts, that you would fill them, Holy Spirit, that we would be illuminated and be able to understand and receive and be changed by your word. We thank you for it, and we pray for your blessing on this time now. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. We are in Judges chapter 3, so if you have your Bible, and I'm sure you do, you can open there, and we'll just jump right on in today. We're finally actually going to see one of the judges in the book of Judges, which is kind of awesome since we're now on our fourth study here. And we've been doing a lot of work getting up to this point, but we're actually going to cover three of them today. So we're going to make up for a lot of lost ground. And with each of them, we're going to see how God can use the hands of his people to deliver his people, which I think is pretty awesome. I think maybe for some of you that'll be encouragement to jump out into places that the Lord might be calling you to minister or to serve into, and I hope that's true. We're going to see him use the hands to deliver the enemies into the hands of his people. We're going to see him use hands that are despised or maligned or even spoken about terribly or underappreciated. And we're going to see him use whatever in our hands as a source of deliverance for other people. Because the Lord can use anyone he wants to use. Do you know that to be true? The Lord really can use anyone he wants to use regardless of the circumstances. And we're going to see that with some of these judges. Because some of the judges, not the ones we're going to go through today, but coming up, actually have some pretty significant character flaws. And I don't know if you've been through the study before, but we're going to find that not all of these judges are the guys that you would say, wow, that is just a super spirit-filled person. They're the people that the Lord chooses to use as deliverers by His sovereign will. But before dealing with how the Lord can use the hands of anyone as a deliverer for His people, for a single person or a group of people, what we have to realize is that it wouldn't be necessary for Him to have used these deliverers had they simply done what He had told them to do. They were to go into the land and they were to purge the land of all the people who lived in the land. We've been dealing with that in the last several studies. And had they done that, there would have been no deliverer. But because they did not obey the Lord actually had to give them over to the hands of their enemies. And that's where we're going to pick up today, is we're in Judges 3:1. He says, "Now these are the nations which the Lord left that He might test Israel by them. That is, all who had not known any of the wars of Canaan. And this was only so the generations of the children of Israel might be taught to know war, at least those who had not formerly known it. Namely, five lords of the Philistines," the people who are going to be left, "all the Canaanites, the Sidonians, the Hivites who dwell in the mountain of Lebanon, and the Mount Baal Hermon to the entrance of Hamath. And they were left that He might test Israel by them to know whether they would obey the commandments of the Lord, which He commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses." So we find here that they really are being taught physical war. They're actually having to take the land, and the Lord did tell them that that's what they were going to have to do, and He would give it to them. But again, we're going to come to the bigger picture for us. How does this apply for us? Well, it's really a picture of spiritual battle against the old nature of the study. And they would have to figure this out, how to war